We've been bringing you the latest, most comprehensive of the budget battles, our coverage, that is, of the budget battles taking place on Capitol Hill pretty much all week here. Focus has turned, though, from the president's 2012 budget released last week, that was okay, to funding the rest of fiscal 2012. And that seems to be the big story dominating. The GOP wants deep cuts in a continuing resolution. Meanwhile, President Obama has threatened to veto cuts that are too drastic, he says, this year. So it's a budget game of chicken. Here to discuss where these battles go on from here is Jim Horney, Vice President for Federal Fiscal Policy at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
And so I just wanted to ask you that in your time at OMB, in your time in the federal government as a budget executive, did you ever see a time when the continuing resolution was overlaid with the new budget proposal in such a way as to create the kind of turmoil we're seeing now?
This is probably a little bit more than we've seen in the past. There certainly have been times where the appropriations for a fiscal year have been delayed until about the time the president's budget is submitted. But this time, it doesn't look like we're close to a resolution of the fiscal year 2011 appropriations, and it's really likely to meld in with the debate that's likely to occur over coming weeks and a couple of months over the need to increase the debt limit and what to do more generally about the budget. So this may end up being a really unusual year in how long it takes to settle what appropriations provide for the current year.
Now, if there are significant cuts, if somehow something gets to be passed in the CR, and we have a CR for the rest of the year, because that looks like, I mean, I think we can pretty much forget about an actual budget for the rest of the year. But within the CR that might be coming in the next couple of weeks, if there are cutbacks to existing funding levels, what position does that put agencies in? Are they going to be stuck with bills they can't pay or contractor obligations they can't honor?
It's going to make life very difficult for some agencies. The Center on Budget put out a paper yesterday that looked at the effect of some of the proposed cuts in the House continuing resolution on some selected programs. But one of the things we noted in there was that the average cut that they are calling for in non-security programs is about 14% below what the current funding level is under the continuing resolution that's in effect right now through March 4th, about 14%. But since you're going to squeeze those cuts into the last 7 months or so of the fiscal year, it means for the rest of the year, agencies would have to operate on about 24% less than they are currently. Now, for some programs that are grant programs that are funding things that are going to happen next year, that doesn't make a lot of difference. But for an agency that has mostly funds for salaries, expenses, ongoing operations, all of a sudden to have 24% less on average, some agencies the cut won't be as big and others it'll be bigger, but all of a sudden have 24% less could cause real problems for the agency.
And looking ahead at 2012, the more we look at this, the more I think interesting that budget actually is. And there's so many things to talk about, but let's talk about the big increases, double-digit increases proposed for education and transportation. Now, their discretionary budget, that is the part that operates the bureaucracy, if you will, in the agencies, doesn't go up that much, but gigantic increases in the things you were just mentioning, grants, transportation funding, education funding for localities and different projects. It seems like there's a great area where spending could be brought back in line without harming the operation of the federal government.
The president clearly has a set of priorities for education, infrastructure, and so on. The difference between the president's budget and what the House Republicans are doing right now is the House Republicans want to institute big cuts in programs and across the board, not exactly the same level across the board, but really reaches into everything, the grants and the day-to-day operations of the government. You're right that the president has called for increases in education and transportation, but he is not calling for anything like the big cuts in the day-to-day operations. He is calling for a five-year freeze in general on non-security spending. That inevitably will squeeze agencies over that period of time, but he's not talking about an immediate cut, 14-15%, or for the rest of this year, 24%. So there's a big difference there. But I do worry that in this budget debate, it's all too easy for some members of Congress, members who haven't served on the Appropriations Committee, who don't really understand what it takes to provide for the day-to-day operations of the government, it's awfully easy to say, oh, let's just cut back on those expenses, let's reduce this, without having a sense of you can't do that very much without really harming the ability of the federal government to provide the services and benefits that people expect.
We're speaking with Jim Horney, Vice President for Federal Fiscal Policy at the CBPP. And so that seems then to indicate that the way that we're going to get any kind of fiscal reform or constraint on a permanent basis is to eliminate whole programs and have the government do fewer things rather than try to do everything it's doing cheaper.
I'm not sure. I think we certainly want to look and find areas where perhaps we don't need to be doing anything or certainly could do less. But the real problem we are facing in the budget is not the deficits we have right now, which are to a large extent driven by the economic downturn. But in the long run, it's rising health care costs and the pressure that puts on Medicare and Medicaid. That's what we've got to figure out, how to slow the rate of growth of healthcare costs system-wide, public and private, so we can get those Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal healthcare costs down. If we don't do that, we can cut away at everything else in the budget, and we're still going to have a huge deficit problem. We also need to get revenues up. Revenues are low, are lower than they need should be right now, and we need to get them up above where they will be under current policies.
And in your experience, do folks at the policy level ever talk about the idea or the possibility of not just stopping growth of the debt by the addition of new deficits, but actually paying down the debt at some golden point in the future?
Well, the absolute key thing that we need to do now is what economists call stabilizing the debt-to-GDP ratio, and that sounds very jargony, but what it means is we want to get to a point where the debt that we owe is not growing relative to our ability to repay it, and that means the size of the economy. And that's the target that the president has set in his budget. That's what we need to do. We need to do that. Then we can start thinking about, are there steps we can take that start decreasing the debt relative to the size of the economy? But right now, if we can reach the president's goal of stabilizing the debt to GDP ratio the latter part of this decade, that will be a big accomplishment.